from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Mason here, August 15th. The market read in 5. Let's start with the headline number. Let's get into it. First, from Bloomberg Markets. Money managers chase 500 billion euros historic German pension shift. The link you opened is just a verification page. No actual market story is displayed. Only a prompt to confirm you're not a robot. Because there's no content beyond the login notice, there's nothing to report on pension fund movements or any related financial shifts. When the full article becomes accessible, I'll dive into the details and let you know what's actually happening. Next, second, from Fast Company. Who is pointing out your blind spots? Andy thought a $10 million contract was locked in after a friendly lunch with the client's CEO, but the deal vanished. He later realized the procurement team had flagged timeline concerns, and his own engineers had sensed hesitation signals that got filtered out in internal reports. The lesson isn't about more meetings or dashboards, it's about who you trust to give you the unvarnished truth. Allies, supporters, rivals, and even adversaries each surface blind spots that a polished summary can hide. Ask yourself who in your network actually challenges you, and make space for those voices before the next progress update. Up next, third, from Fast Company. Why stability might be the smartest career move right now. Employees today are stressed, angry, and sad, and they are experiencing these emotions more than even before the COVID-19 pandemic, according to Gallup. A big reason for stress is a sense of job insecurity, according to research published by the American Psychological Association. With everything feeling so stressful and uncertain, chances are you're prioritizing stability in your career. And while we value learning, ambition, and going places, it's also wise to find the balance that allows you to dig in and establish a solid sense of security amid all the turmoil. And then, fourth, from Zero Hedge. Where the world is burning in 2026. As of August 1, 2026, wildfires and landscape fires have burned 112.3 million hectares of land across the globe, an area roughly the size of South Africa. This visualization, via visual capitalist Sophie Gilbert, uses data from the Global Wildfire Information System WISE via Our World in Data to show where that burning is concentrated in 2026 as of August 1. The data includes prescribed burns, agricultural burns, and uncontrolled wildfires. More than half of the world's burned land so far in 2026 is in Africa. Next, fifth, from Zero Hedge. Escobar, The New Great Game, Revisited. Authored by Pepe Escobar via Geopolitics Prime Substack, it took only a few Yemeni missiles on Saudi refineries to wake up leadership vectors of the Ummah, not over 100,000 Palestinians killed in Gaza by the death cult. The Mecca-Sunni Ennahdha Pact between Saudi Arabia, Turkey and Pakistan remains a puzzle. Or dodgy substandard theatre complete with photo ops and sparse intel sharing. The full text has not been released. Everything is quite vague, only stressing collective deterrence. Against whom? It's in the eyes of the beholder. Up next, sixth, from Forbes Business. Here are the MCU X-Men cast members revealed at D23. Disney had many announcements at its D23 showcase tonight, though comic book fans were waiting for one moment in particular, the announcement of which actors would be showing up in the MCU's X-Men. Now we know. Some of them, anyway. Only one has been triple confirmed, given that she was a literal co-star in a Spider-Man movie that is about to make $2 billion, but others were just reported, or even rumored. Now, confirmation on at least some roles, with no doubt more to follow. Here's what we know. And then, even though the factors are well published, it's important to distinguish two types of factors, explicit factors. These are, for example, momentum, value, size, quality, etc. Implicit factors. These are statistical features determined by using, for example, maximum likelihood principal component anal. Us is PCA. Seventh, from Harbor Frontquant. Factor investing through principal component analysis. Factor investing is a well-known investment approach used mostly by quant funds. Thanks to their statistical nature, the implicit factors are often easier to calculate. Next, eighth, from Rubino. Now this is a quarterly report. Spiking revenue, stable costs, tripling or more of most profitability metrics, mounting cash balances, you name it, this miner's Q2 report delivered it. Not surprisingly, its share price has tripled in the past year, but with cash now piling up and precious metals shaking off their recent doldrums, more good news is probably coming. Up next, ninth, from the PIM Trader $560 right arrow $2,537 4.5x, RI plus experience plus some patience plus options trading. I started trading trading options 5 weeks ago. In just a little over 1 month, I'm up 351%, $560 turned into $2,537. Part of that is the AI stock price prediction tool I've been using to find ideas. Part of it is experience, and part of it is some patience. If you want to see how I got here, my previous posts share my journey. Curious what the AI is seeing in the market right now? Try the AI price prediction tool free for 14 days and see if it fits your style. Here's how the swings looked. Day 1, at the start, plus 12% this week, I'm up 19%, about $414. This week was quiet in a good way. And then, 10th, from Zero to Varsity, how people are using AI to manage money. A quick shout out, we usually talk about finance through markets and investing. This one is different. Our friends at Rainmatter spent time with farmers behind Akshay Ekalpa to see how better practices transformed their incomes, in some cases over 10x. Worth a watch. Link. A few days ago, I was on a call with a friend in the US. His family had just come back from a trip to Colorado. In our conversation, somewhere between the weather was good and the kids loved it, he told me how they learned about budgeting with a visual AI artificial intelligence tool. That's the read. Watch the tape. Ignore the noise. Back tomorrow. New here? Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.